Are there ongoing phase 3 studies, for example, trying to confirm the impact in upfront therapy for indolent disease or these other settings, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
I am unaware of any ongoing studies in that setting. There are studies comparing BR versus FR, F being fludarabine, in relapsed indolent and mantle cell lymphomas. Those are being done in Germany. What we are doing more now is to try and build on the drug by incorporating it into other combinations. For example, there is what's called the vertical trial, which is a combination of bendamustine, bortezomib, and rituximab. It's currently finishing up the phase 1 portion of the study, and then we'll go into phase 2.
What kind of patients?
This is previously treated, relapsed refractory follicular lymphoma.
Wow, that's an interesting combination.
Yeah, that's why there's a little bit of dose escalation built in there. At our institution, we are about ready to embark on a phase 1 trial for patients with B-cell malignancies of bendamustine, lenalidomide, or Revlimid. And when we get to the maximum tolerated dose of that doublet, we will then add rituximab, since there is some concern that rituximab can enhance the myelosuppression of chemotherapies. So those sorts of combinations are being developed. When we have one or more that appears to be really promising, then I think further randomized trials will be undertaken. It's hard to do another why would anybody want to do another randomized trial of R-CHOP versus R-bendamustine when you've got a study with hundreds of patients with response rates over 90%? You're not going to be able to improve on those. So other regimens are being considered.